Hi, I'm Chaim Goldman, executive producer of Biblical Health Television. And while many of the experts on this network are doctors in various fields, I'm not a doctor. My job each week, along with making sure that BHTV provides you and your family with fearlessly presented, biblically founded health information that you can use to benefit your life today, is to comment myself on a variety of topics that interest me and I feel will also be of interest to you. And since I'm not a doctor, there is no licensing board to threaten me or government regulation to stifle me. And as an entrepreneur, I don't even have anyone who can fire me. I'm a sovereign citizen. And so you can count on me to say anything I feel needs to be said. In the end, my responsibility is first to my Father in heaven, then to my family, and then to you and the rest of our growing community of BHTV members. And I believe that all of you are counting on me to walk in truth and bring it boldly, and so I will. We've come up with a bunch of taglines, also known as mottos, for BHTV. Nourishing body, soul, and spirit is the main one, but we also have get off their merry-go-round. Educate, equip, empower. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Make sure your seatbelts are securely fastened. Probably my favorite, we're not your grandmother's Biblical Health Internet Television Network. And more. Honestly, some we just write to entertain ourselves. But the one we believe has the most impact as we launch this network is Biblical Health Television, Join the Revolution. Because in order for us to wake up the church and help get it healthy, we need a revolution in both thought and action. Let's face it, Jesus was the ultimate revolutionary. You might even consider him a rebel. And should we be any less? We don't think so. Well, enough about us. You are now a member of BHTV, and so we thank you for joining the revolution already. So let's get going. On our first week of broadcasting, we decided to have Dr. Jeff Hazim, co-founder and executive director of BHTV, give our inaugural video teaching to both lay down the foundation from which all of our other experts can advance and to throw down the gauntlet to get this revolution off to an explosive start. Dr. Jeff's The Merchants of Death, aka Welcome to the Disease Economy, clearly exposes the evil mess that our supposed healthcare system has become, and what actions we can start taking to come out of her, my people. Our inaugural text article is a benediction of sorts, birthed in the spirit of our good friend Michael Bider of Sufferwell Ministries. Mike is a federal prisoner because of standing against the system, and, we must say, the most spiritually strong person Dr. Jeff and I know. Although he is away from his wife and children, he blames no one and praises the Almighty for the very crucible he is in. Folks, we're talking prison, no joke, and yet Mike would not have it any other way. Although, he would like to get out as soon as possible, so please pray for true justice to be done on his behalf. Mike has been inspired to write more than 400 devotionals, and he was more than happy to share his profoundly deep revelations with us in Perfect Mind, Perfect Life. And don't be concerned if you feel the need to read this article over a few times and still don't completely get it. We're with you on that one. Keep pressing in. There's absolute gold in them thar hills. So now, it's my turn. I've decided to share with you a core message about Biblical Health Television. Our vision is to get the corporate body of Messiah around the world to wake up to biblical health. And we strongly believe that it's not only a Christian's right to be healthy, but your responsibility to be so, both so you can do the active work of ministry and as a witness to the rest of the world about the manifold blessings that come through following the one true God. I've titled this editorial, Biblical Health, Obedience or Miracle. And remember, I'm not a doctor. As you know, here at BHTV, we advocate that you get educated about health in all its forms so you can make proper decisions and take appropriate actions for you and your family. As believers, we give all the credit to our Creator for everything. but we also understand that we have a role to play in guarding and storing what he puts into our hands. And what could be more precious a thing to guard and store than our own life and health? But there are many in the church who don't necessarily believe that we need to be responsible for our own health. And if they sort of do, they certainly don't enough to do anything about it. And that is why, as Dr. Jeff so clearly points out, the church today does not look any different from the world regarding issues of health. For the most part, we have just taken on the world's perspective. Well, the Bible clearly states that faith without works is dead. And so if you don't have enough faith in something to take action on it, you probably don't really have much, if any, faith in that thing at all. And when it comes to your health, getting this stuff wrong may cause you to actually be dead along with your faith. Make sense? Now, you may object and say that where believers clearly break from the unbelieving world is that when we get sick, we don't just run to a doctor, but pray to God to heal us. While this may be true, although it's quite clear that Christians go to doctors just as much as pagans do, the phrase, "there are no atheists in foxholes," certainly comes to mind. I'll bet non-believers pray pretty much as church folk do when faced with serious illness. But let's go down that road anyway about Christians praying for their health. We've heard it said that God's way to health is through praying for healings, and that all this natural health stuff we preach is really just man attempting to achieve health in his own power, when we really should be calling on the Lord our healer for health issues, both big and small. Now, we know that the medical pharmaceutical path is a dead end, so we won't take time discussing that here as a viable option. But from the perspective of those who feel that healings are God's ultimate way to health, and by this we really mean miracle healings, any kind of what's called natural health medicine is also somewhat of a dead end, whether it's in the form of wellness education or chiropractic or naturopathic medicine, proper nutrition and supplementation, detoxing, homeopathy, energy medicine. The miracle health crowd sees this as just a vain attempt to do with our own hands what our Creator wants to freely give us, if we would only ask it of Him in faith. And so when we become sick, those who believe that miracle healings are the way recommend that what we should really be doing is not going to man or man's ways at all, but we should quote scripture, pray, lay hands, etc. Now, of course, we have the Messiah and the disciples to look at for examples, for they did these very things, not just to heal the sick, but to raise the dead. And we know that prayer certainly does work, and when people get sick, serious sick, terminal sick, they very often turn to the church to help them pray for a miracle healing. And thankfully, often their prayers are answered, which is absolutely wonderful. But as we often do around these parts, we challenge this very model as being backwards and argue that miracle healings are not the ultimate ways of God in regard to health, but are in fact the ways of man. And that natural health founded on scripture is not the ways of man when it comes to health, but is in fact the ultimate ways of God. Why? Well, think about it. Yes, of course, prayer is a must and miracles can happen. But doesn't God mostly work through the natural laws that He established when He created everything? Just like we can't pray over pork and make it kosher, why should someone be allowed to break the Almighty's rules for health all his or her life and then come to Him for a miracle healing when the promised curses come? And just read the second half of Deuteronomy 28 for a preview of those promised curses. Of course, He will show mercy at times, but He absolutely guarantees the blessing when we follow His instructions. And read the first half of Deuteronomy 28 for those blessings. They're awesome. Praying for a miracle after outrightly sinning against one's own body is really asking a lot of God, don't you think? It's presupposing grace rather than being obedient in the first place to the biblical commands regarding our physical and spiritual health. Miracles require a suspension of natural law. It's why we call them miracles. Why should the Almighty move heaven and earth for anyone, much less the disobedient? Isn't it just like man to break the rules over and over again, and then when he finally gets caught, to beg for favors, leniency, loopholes, and anything else he can to get out of trouble? When you think about it from this angle, one could definitely say that teaching biblical principles for health for people to follow in obedience to the word, which is what we do around these parts, as well as practicing natural health, chiropractic, naturopathic medicine, proper nutrition and supplementation, detoxing, etc., etc., is God's way, while living against God's instructions and then turning to the church to pray for a miracle when you reap the whirlwind is man's way. Interesting perspective, no? Our Creator does want us to live in abundance in regard to everything, our health included. And so that's why He didn't just leave us here without instructions, but with an entire plan, our owner's manual, if you will, as well as the commandment to choose life so that you and your seed may live. Let's not live in disobedience and then beg everyone we know to petition heaven for a miracle. Jesus said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick." Let's not give our brothers and sisters and the great physician himself more work because we aren't willing to be obedient and do our part to stay well. And let's certainly not become fodder for the medical pharmaceutical industry, because as the woman with the issue of blood found out, they will take all your money and leave you worse off than when you started. And let's face it, not much has changed in that regard in 2,000 years. Instead, let's follow His plan for health, live an illness-free life, and leave the church more time for preaching the gospel of the kingdom and praying for those who genuinely need it. Deal? When Moses had led the people to the edge of the Red Sea, with the Egyptian army in pursuit, he told them, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." To which the Lord responded, as recorded in Exodus 14:15, "Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Brethren, our Creator has already revealed His way for us to be blessed with health and a long life and so much more. Let's move forward. Thanks for listening. I'm Chaim Goldman, and I'm not a doctor, although I play one on TV. By the way, if you have a question, need any assistance, wish to give feedback, or even just want to say hi, please do so through our help desk, biblicalhealth.tv/help, or click on the member help support link here on the website.